T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Starting this hour is the great Mike Lombardi, brought to you by Bud Light. Join Ava Graham at the Irish Horn in Richboro on Monday night. Eagles, Dallas, enjoy Bud Light specials and Eagles giveaways all game at the Irish Horn. But do not drink with Ava because she's got to work on Tuesday. Ladies and gentlemen, the great Mike Lombardi. Hi, Mike.
Good morning. Good morning, Angelo. That's awesome. Mike. That's awesome.
Mike, wow. I've always loved you. A little more today for your Carson Wentz remarks this week.
I'm at the point of frustration with him. I mean, at some point, you know, you got it. If for a smart guy, he plays too dumb, you know, and you can't do that. I mean, this is a professional sports league. This is, these franchises are worth the billions of dollars, and you're getting paid a lot of money. You can't make dumb decisions. We're not playing in North Dakota. You know, we're not at some high school field where, okay, let me try this. I think he's careless with the ball. And then, you know, I've defended him, but I think at some point you've got to realize that, you know, durability, this guy can't stay healthy. He's a piece of glass. He gets broken all the time.
What you're saying is that Frank Reich did not fix what was broken in the last couple of years here.
He hasn't been able to. And, I mean, Frank is his own worst enemy. I mean, you go back to the playoff game against Buffalo. I mean, he's in that whole Doug Peterson, we got to go for it on fourth down every single time. And the results have been disastrous. They have been absolutely disastrous for him, but he continues to do it. You know, he continues to just let games slip away. It's like somebody's told him 3 points are no good, you know, and I think he believes it. I mean, look, they had a chance in the red zone down there. They had a great opening drive. They moved the ball down the field, and, you know, and they get down in the red zone, and there he goes, and he goes for it. I mean, he's 0-for-4 already this year on fourth down, Angelo.
Wow. Wow. Oh, here's the other thing, Mike. They're 0-2, and there's a real good chance they're going to be 0-3. If at that point the season's starting to go south on them, there's no way they're going to let Wentz take 75% of the snaps, even if somehow he stayed healthy, because they don't want to give up a first-round pick. They're going to make sure he doesn't get to 75, right?
Oh, no. I think that Frank has put all his chips in the middle of the table for Wentz. He went all in, and I think he's going to be determined to fix Wentz. And I think that I don't think Eagle fans would have to worry about him not playing because of the first-round pick. I think they're more concerned about finding their future quarterback and making sure that it is Wentz than they are worried about giving up a first-round pick.
Good, because he's not going to be the answer. All right, let me get to our team because we got some problems here too by Nick Sirianni. Admitted he had a horrible game play calling. What did you see?
Well, I think this, you know, when you only have 12 completions in a game, that's challenging, right? But I think what we see in Jalen Hurts is kind of what we've talked about all summer, all spring, is it's one look and go. You know, and he's not a progressive reader. He's going to look, and if it goes off the way it did at practice, he'll make the throw, and it looks good doing it. But you never see his head tilt from one side of the field to the other. It's always one look. Okay, it's not open. I don't like it. It looks a little dirty. I'm going to bail out, and I'm going to take off and run. And that's really what's happened. I mean, they're running Oklahoma's offense. I mean, for a team that preaches that they don't want to run the ball, they want to throw it, they've run it 60 times already this year. 60. You know, that's 30 rushes per game. That's not under the Jeffrey Lurie mandate. We need to throw the ball to score. And I think that you see that, you know, and I think that their offense has to be able to become more flexible in terms of when they drop back to throw, and it's the first read isn't there. He's got to get to the second read, and just he just doesn't do it. He looks and goes. And it's not a panic go, but it's just he's not comfortable and he's going to take off. And I think when the 49ers rushed him the right way and they kept him in the pocket on that third down and they sacked him and took him really out of field goal range, you know, that's kind of what it is. That's what teams are going to start doing. They're going to not let him escape to his right and run. And you've got to be, you know, your quarterback can't be your leading rusher on your team if you're going to be successful consistently.
Is it fixable, Mike?
You know, I'm not sure of that, Angelo, because one of the things about him at Alabama was that was the way it was. Remember, this is a kid who got taken out of the game at halftime for Tua because they thought Tua controlled the ball better. Now, I think he's really improved, but I think they're running Oklahoma's offense. I mean, they're running Oklahoma's offense. They're trying to do everything to make him effective, and I'm not sure that it's good enough. Oklahoma's offense isn't going to work in the National Football League. You're not going to be able to make the first guy miss in the flat when you run these bubble screens. You know, people are going to tackle better. Now, in fairness, you know, he makes a great throw to Rieger. Rieger steps out of bounds. That could have been a huge play that turned the game. So, you know, it's not down. And he's throwing the ball. When he does have an opportunity, you know, he made throws down the field. He's averaging 7.8 yards per attempt. A lot of it coming on the long 91-yard throw to Watkins. But I think he's got to improve his ability to play quick-minded. Everybody gets caught up with quarterbacks who can run and scramble. But the most effective quarterbacks are the one that play quick-minded. They go from A to B to C quickly. And it's not about looking across the field. It's looking at the triangle. You know, I'm going to throw the ball here. I'm going to throw it there. But I don't see Hurts really ever doing that. I think free safeties are going to start getting a really good read on the ball.
All right, Nick was really open in admitting his mistakes in the game against the Niners. Do you like that or you not like that?
I mean, I think in Philadelphia, you admit too many mistakes, they're going to run you out of town. I think you better be careful with that, you know, because people have long memories. And, you know, you start making mistakes week in and week out. Look, we all make mistakes and we all have bad games. You know, and I think that when you hold a team to 17 points, you should be able to win. But the problem is, once again, you only have 12 completions, you know, and that's a real issue. If you're going to throw the ball effectively in the National Football League and you're going to beat good defenses, particularly defenses that don't have great secondary help, you know, you got to be able to have more than 12 completions. I didn't like the Philly special call. You know, again, 4th-and-3 down there. You know it's a low-scoring game. Every point matters. Yes, every fan wants you to go for it. But once again, they're 0-for-3 on fourth down this year.
Yep, not good. Mike, he's going to wear a Beat Dallas shirt all week, and so is his family. Is this a bold statement or high school junk? Which is
it? I think it's more high school. Like, look, that shirt ain't going to do you no good until you get down there. You're going to have to be able to win the game based on what you do. You know, and I just think, to me, you're better off focusing on something more than a T-shirt.
Mike, key question in this conversation. Are the Cowboys better than the Eagles?
You know, Angelo, I don't think so. I think the wrong team actually is favored here. I mean, just from the numbers. I mean, Dallas should be 0-2. I mean, Dallas should be 0-2. I mean, the Chargers' red zone offense last week was really cost them the game. And you know, Eagle fans can get upset with the officiating in their game, but Charger fans got really – they had two touchdowns called back. One had a lineman down the field, and then another one they had an illegal formation, and they got those called back. And then they had this incredible – they called grounding on them, which I never – you know, the guy's out of the pocket. The Chargers really moved the ball up and down the field. Now, they – and then McCarthy messed the game up at the end. I mean, they have to kick a 54-yarder to win the game. The Cowboys are really fortunate to be 1-1. That was a game that everybody left the stadium thinking, oh, the Cowboys are great. No, they really weren't, and they're injured. They don't have a lot of their healthy players. They had to play Mekhi Parsons at defensive end, and he was outstanding. He was really good. But they're limited in what they do. When they get in their nickel fronts and they put Neal in there, number 42, who was a former safety, and they've got the kid Jalen Smith from Notre Dame, they're very vulnerable to the inside run game, and their corners have struggled. I mean, they have struggled to cover. Now, look, these receivers at the Chargers are really good, but they have struggled. And I think if they have a good game plan against them, if Hurts can throw the ball outside, I think it could be damaging. And the fact that they don't defend – the RPO game very well, which you see a little bit of last week. I mean, the Chargers ran two RPO plays back into the flat, and they made huge gains on them. They didn't come back to it very often. It's going to be a challenge. I think the Eagles, I think it's a field goal game all the way, Angelo. I'm just not sold that the Cowboys are just, you know, they didn't walk off that field like they were the, like they're the best team. They're fortunate to be 1-1.
Mike, this entire week, right now, is the most excited I have been. Yeah. Mike Lombardi, Eagles at Dallas. Who wins the game Monday night?
You know, Angelo, I you know, Jimmy Johnson's going in the Ring of Fame. I don't think it really matters. It's like Nick Sirianni's T-shirt. Does it really matter? You know, it's so the crowd will be enthusiastic. It's the first Cowboy home game. The line opened up at 4. It's moved down to 3.5. I think it's a field goal game, Angelo. I really do. I think the Eagles, I would take the Eagles in the field goal, the points going in there, because I think it's going to be a really close game. It's going to come down to the last
Don't
minutes.
You do this, Mike. I don't care about the
I'm
points.
Get to the
Who's
answer,
winning
Angelo.
The game?
I'm going to get to the answer. I think the Eagles will win the game down there because I think the Eagles are playing. I think the Eagles' defensive front, when you watch Hargrave and you watch those guys, I think they will give Dak some trouble. And I think they'll make mistakes. This offense is really good. And Pollard is outstanding. Be careful when he's in the game. It's not Zeke, right. It's Pollard.
Don't bring
but
Pollard
I think
in
the
now.
Eagles will be able to beat him.
Mike Lombardi, ladies and gentlemen. Gridiron Genius, GM Podcast Shuffle, whatever it's called. He is picking the Eagles to win the game. Mike, highlight of the week. You're amazing. You are truly the Gridiron Genius.
I'm so disappointed we didn't talk Ben Simmons, Angelo. I'm so disappointed.
Excuse me.
I ripped him on my show yesterday. Nope. I ripped him.
Nope. Go right ahead. What are your thoughts on Ben Simmons right now, Mike Lombardi?
Ben, why is nobody writing about Allen Iverson was traded to Detroit for a bunch of players? And the only reason he didn't go to Detroit was because Matt Geiger had a trade escalator that he didn't accept. Okay?
Right.
And what did Iverson do? Iverson swallowed his pride. He came back, and he became the MVP of the league. He showed his mental toughness. He said, you know what? You don't want me? I'll prove you how good I am. This kid wants to take all his marbles and go home with his $180 million. Like, there's the two differences in the players. Don't tell me they're both great. One guy had mental toughness. One guy's hard to handle. He was challenging. But he got humiliated, and he looked at humiliation and said, I'm going to show you people. This kid looks at this and says, I want to take my marbles and tell mommy to take me home. It's a joke. If I was Daryl Morey, I'd get the – you can't win with that. You can't win with out players with mental toughness. You cannot win like that.
Follow-up question, Mike. Who disgusts you more, Ben Simmons or Carson Wentz?
Ben Simmons. Wow. And I was a Ben Simmons fan.
Yeah.
But this is childish behavior, and this is really entitlement. He's a spoiled, non-competitive player, and that's what he is. And look, the 76ers haven't come out with how many shootarounds he's missed. Ask somebody in the Sixer organization how many shootarounds he missed last year, how many he was late for last year. Like, the guy is everything but about being a winner.
I think you need another book now, Mike. Hardwood Genius.
Yeah, I wish.
We love you, Mike.
It's so bad. Thanks, Mike. Angelo.
Great job, Mike. Thanks, pal.
Well, that was Mike interesting. That last bit.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.